All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Saturday Morning Red Toons, Red TV, whatever you want to call it. Because the Super Mario Brothers movie brought this back, we're going to get you guys all up to date on the Super Mario Super Show. We're giving Captain N a slight break, but from this month all the way up to, I guess, the release of the film, which is what, April?
I did not check to see when it was releasing.
Yeah, let me see. April 7th. So up until the month of April, you will be getting Super Mario Brothers Super Show every week. Look forward to it.
Yo, Mario, it's been 3 times this thing's been in here. Last time it was a bloomer, Slinky. Look at this.
Oh, a Platerus.
Platerus. She's mounting you. Really know yourself, boy.
Oh, not again.
What? A horrible, scary monster was chasing you through the sewer.
This way?
You scared us.
Name's Alligator Dundee. I've been on a safari in your local pipe.
I've seen this one.
I'm the most ferocious, vicious, fearsome creature that I've ever encountered. Now I've tracked him down here. He should be attacking you gents any minute now.
Good day, mates. We'll be back right now. Let's see what's up from down under.
Here we go, Joe. It's the Mario Brothers. They're from the game. Found the secret words and we're working on the dream. With the princess at hand, in the mushroom land. Turning action with the brothers. You'll be hooked on the brothers. Now, evil Koopa and his troopers are up to misbehaving. They kidnap the princess mushroom land. They're saving. Abusing and confusing everybody you've discovered. They can't cut the bars. Be hooked on the brothers.
What?
Now all we need is fuel, supplies, food, and more food.
Fat chance we'll find any on this deserted planet.
Weak work will help you. You saved us from the wicked Astromoser.
officer, sir. I thought you were the landing pad. Give me your head.
What? Damn, he's actually gonna plumb. See, that's the thing I like about the cartoons. They actually do plumbing. Like, they're actually plumbers. Nintendo really needs to get on that. It'd be great if they could fix something in the fucking game. I mean, they could really... They could really... Like, there's so many games that have used fixing things as part of puzzles. That would be great if they could... So much for hope. That's true of many things right now. I think that's gonna work. They shouldn't have put all that shit in their damn... Yep. Depicting prison accurately. Free labor.
Sorry, we got you into a lifetime of enslavement, little pepperoni. Quick, run before Cooper closes your shackle.
It's no use. We've always been Cooper slaves. The chains are just a new twist.
Yeah, see, cartoons taught us that slavery was bad.
Oh,
Uh-oh. They really should have took those damn tools out of their uniform.
Oh, yeah. They're not figured it out yet.
We're still slaves, but good job being free. It's technically made to look like one of those eagle things that guards the entrance in Super Mario 2. That's cool how they did that. Yeah, because you gotta understand, other than Metroid, there wasn't really too many Nintendo licensed space type games. Star Fox didn't come out to 97.
Sorry, Mario, but we've got no choice.
That's what destroys the ship. That was pretty cool that they threw in that Zelda Easter egg.
Yeah. Is there anything else we can do to help?
Right, now listen up. I'll lure that beast out of the sewer. Then Mario, you drop the net over the monster. Luigi, you take the rope, slip it over and tighten it up. But be careful, boys. One false move and you'll end up as a couple of monster snacks.
Right. Allie, I got one question for you.
What's that?
Are you out of your mind?
No, it's easy.
Oh, sure. Look, what does this monster look like?
Good point, mate. Just so you'll know for sure, here's what the bloodthirsty beast looks like.
Hey, what's the Radigator doing with that bloodthirsty beast?
It's me.
While we try to save Radigator, watch these scenes from the next Legend of Zelda.
Watching Miss Zelda, watching Miss Zelda, you go watching Miss Zelda.
Wonder if this is the one we haven't, didn't get. There's like two we have not seen. Oh no, I remember this one. This is the prince.
Hold it right there, Zola. Your choice, Zola. Eat this. I don't know about beautiful anymore. There's not too many of them around.
A beast like the Radigator and falls in love with a beautiful American woman. Oh, not bad. Not bad. Well, thanks, mate. Maybe things will turn out all right after all.
You used to have some of the most gorgeous women in the world.
One thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to change my name.
To what?
From now on, you can call me Radigator Dundee.
If you stay tuned, you'll have a good day, mates.
Mm-hmm.
Till next time, everybody.
Paul Elder is Alligator Dundee. All right. That's it for Super Mario Brothers. As corny as it is, it's still a pretty... I mean, it is what it is. It was fun entertainment for kids back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And we definitely want to bring more of it to you every week. So stay tuned for that. We'll bring back Married with Children. We know you want to see that, too. But for now, we're going to be out, and we'll see you next time on Grimm's Red TV with Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. Super Show.